A federal judge in Detroit will hear opening arguments today on a case that could potentially overturn Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. In 2012, two lesbian nurses sued Governor Rick Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette. The couple is raising three special needs children, but they cannot legally adopt them unless they are married. Michigan's gay marriage ban has been in force for almost a decade, but the couple's attorney, Dana Nessel, argued on the WXYZ TV program Spotlight that Michigan's constitutional amendment violates the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause.
We have always held true to the belief that constitutional rights are fundamental. They're not something that the public ought to be voting on.
Earlier, I spoke with Rick Pluta, the State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He's been following the case. He started our conversation by breaking down the details.
April DeBoer and Jane Rouse are a same-sex couple. They are both nurses, and they've been together about a decade. And during their time together, they have individually, one adopted two and one adopted one, individually adopted three special needs children that they are, however, raising together. And this originally started out as an adoption rights case that they said, we want to be able to jointly adopt these children so that if something should happen to one of us, that they can be taken care of by the other. If a divorce or a breakup occurs, then that they still have rights to make sure that both parents are doing the things that they're supposed to do, just like, you know, Michigan divorce laws require of other parents. And when they took their case to federal law saying that their children were being denied due process, and that's kind of an important distinction here. They say that this is not as much about their rights to be married, although that has now become part of the case, but this is about their children's rights to be protected just like any other children being raised in any other set of children being raised in a household by two parents. Their children's rights to, you know, qualify for dual insurance coverage and all kinds of other benefits that go along with it. And so they brought their case challenging Michigan's adoption laws to federal court, and the judge, Bernard Friedman, said, you know, I don't think you get to the root of the question unless you actually go and challenge Michigan's same-sex marriage ban, the marriage amendment to the Michigan Constitution that was approved 10 years ago in November.
So research will be a large part of the arguments that are going to take place.
There is a lot of research out there. A lot of it is foundation-driven by parties that have a particular interest in how and how the case is resolved. The Attorney General's office, Bill Schuette's office, will present research from basically the conservative side saying that there is plenty of evidence that shows that the optimal situation for children is to be raised in a household by biological parents, one man, one woman, who are married to each other. And then the attorneys for April DeBoer and Jane Rouse will challenge that and try to debunk it and say, really, there's very little evidence that shows that there's any detrimental effect for children being raised in same-sex households. And what they're doing is actually folding in a lot of other ancillary situations, like, you know, when a couple breaks up, what are the effects of divorce? A stable home is good for children, but that home can be led by a same-sex couple or a man and a woman. And so that's where all of that is. So, you know, a lot of this is going to be fought out based on that. And then once the judge makes a decision on that and whether or not the state has a compelling interest in protecting, you know, traditional one man, one woman marriage for the sake of the children, he's also got to get to the question of whether marriage is a fundamental right that is protected by the U.S. Constitution. And then if it's a fundamental right, then
It overturns the ban from 2004.
Well, it also, it can't be voted on. And so in your introduction, that is what Dana Nessel, the attorney for Jane Rouse and April DeBoer, was talking about, that if marriage is a fundamental right, then it can't be voted on by the people. The people don't get to decide whether this group of people can get married or not. It's just their right to, and it cannot be taken away.
In the last 8 months, there's been a lot of legal activity. We kind of went over this, at least with the Supreme Court. But also because of their decline to hear the case on California, there's been several federal judges that have struck down same-sex marriage bans in five different states at this point. So what happens if Michigan joins these other states?
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny that this summer, because Judge Friedman had seemed to be on a path to making a pretty quick decision, you know, a lot of us were looking at this and thinking that Michigan might be the state that actually brings a full-throttle frontal challenge to, you know, bans on same-sex marriage to the United States Supreme Court. Now it seems like there are these, you know, five cases, you know, maybe even more, that are in the pipeline that are going to be challenged before appellate courts that might make it there sooner. The distinction for Michigan might be just all the work that Judge Friedman is trying to create surrounding the research regarding, mm-hmm. you know, what it's like for children raised in same-sex households, which might make it, part of a compelling case, you know, going further up the ladder. I mean, no matter what, we do know that however Judge Friedman rules, you know, once this is over, you know, probably sometime next week, the trial will be over sometime next week. We don't know how long it'll take for the judge to set forth an opinion. But no matter, you know, what Judge Friedman rules, that it will most likely be challenged before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals and, you know, then up the ladder, unless, you know, something happens at a higher level that renders those questions moot.
You've already addressed long term that this is probably going to continue to be in courts for a while, but mm-hmm. short term, say Friedman, he strikes down the marriage ban for Michigan, what happens?
Well, if Judge Friedman does in fact strike down the marriage ban and say that the state does not have a compelling interest in regulating marriage in that particular way, that it is a fundamental right, something like that, then, you know, really whichever side loses will file an appeal and will, you know, seek some type of stay of the judge's decision. If the judge strikes down the ban on same-sex marriage, certainly you know, that the attorney general would go ahead and say, but, you know, please delay that while we file an appeal with the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And if Judge Friedman says no to that, then he would go to the Sixth Circuit and ask the Sixth Circuit to then stay it, which would be, you know, a pretty, you know, standard operating procedure, maintain the status quo while we sort through these questions. But, you know, another possibility is that Judge Friedman could also, you know, strike down Michigan's adoption laws and say, and I'm not going to, you know, stay that, and say that, you know, either way, we are going to allow you to jointly adopt these children and, you know, make sure that they get all the benefits that go along with that.
So the trial will be done, or the arguments will be heard by the end of this week?
That the trial is scheduled to begin this morning, and the judge has allotted basically to keep it going through the end of next week. That is not a hard timeline. That there's a list right now. The last one I saw was 23 witnesses. We don't know if all of those witnesses are, most of them are experts, academics of some type. Mm-hmm. We don't know if all of those witnesses are going to be called. We don't know how long they're going to testify. We don't know how long cross-examination is going to take. So the length of the trial is a moving
target.
Could
be going on and on and on for a while. Rick Pluta is the State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's so great to be here with you, Emmanuel.